irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
And we're back. Thanks for coming back and staying with us tonight. 323-203-0815 is the call-in number. We're having a little bit of technical difficulty and a hiccup, but I think we're back. Dr. Allen, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, so you were saying, we were talking about rekindling.
What I was saying,
you
had a note that somebody wanted more intimacy in their relationship.
Yeah, we've got a caller.
I think I hear somebody on the phone.
Yeah, we've got a caller. Caller, you're live on the air. Dr. Allen, do you have a question?
I'm Nora. You hear me?
I'm here. Yes. Ask your question.
Sorry,
please.
I have to switch off the radio just a second. Yeah, I'm calling from Europe actually. And it's about my lost love who I met after 22 years. And we restarted our relationship and we are really in love. But we had I had a very difficult divorce, and I'm still in that after 3 years. And even if we were building our relationship together, we were planning, and he was really helping me. He got suddenly tired, I think, because I should be with him now on 3 weeks holiday, and suddenly he said that he needs a break. And so this 3 years was full of stress and full of love also and hope. And now I'm really desperate. I don't know how we can make a bridge, if he comes back at all, if he can make a bridge between this impossible situation I'm in because of my ex. And the love that we are planning to live together and with our kids. So that's my question.
Do you have kids?
Yes, I have 3 kids and he has 1. And we are both divorced.
So you have chemistry.
And living in different countries. We have chemistry that's more than chemistry. That's really spiritual and everything, and intellectual and chemistry. Yes.
But do you share the same philosophy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you want him to cherish your feelings first? And does he want you to respect his thinking first, or what?
Yes.
What is yes?
Yes, he...
Do you want to be cherished? Pardon?
I want to be cherished.
But dear, if both of you want to be cherished, no one is really asking for what they want. You're two is the same. Tell me what you want changed. What is it? Women get what they want by knowing what they don't want. What behavior is not comfortable for you in your relationship?
It's not that it's not comfortable. I think I make a lot of mistakes in communication when we are on the phone, because of the lockdown, we couldn't see each other. We are living in different countries and we want to move together, but it was impossible because of the kids.
So if you're not Are you able to be loving friends until you're free to be lovers? Are you working legally on getting together?
Yes, we legally could be.
Why can't only, you be only now?
Because the children's father doesn't want me to move from this country, to my native country.
How old is your youngest child?
9 years old. And
so you have basically 9 years to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But that isn't compatible.
No, it's not. But this is not our home country. This is and not even the father's country. We are expatriates in Spain. And I want to take back the children to my homeland where they were born.
Okay, so you're mostly a mother, not a wife. You're not married to him yet, are you?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so
he wanted to marry me, but it's not the time.
Well, I understand. So basically, mm-hmm. you're incompatible, and it's not going to work. So what is his offer to you? Give me his offer.
He said that he wants to marry me when it will be possible, really, and that he will be with me even at the beginning. He said that he would be with me even if I have to stay in Spain. He would come with me, and then he would see his daughter every second week or something.
So...
But
why don't
in the
you
end,
do
he
what
stayed
he
with
wants?
His daughter.
Why? What? He has a daughter under 18?
Yes, she's 9 too.
She's 19?
Nine.
She's nine. That's definitely a young mm-hmm. child. So he has offered you a relationship that he believes you can have. Have you said yes or no?
I said yes.
And did he take forward and start acting on it?
Yes. But then
what's blocking it? What's blocking it?
Because he wants to stay with his daughter. He realized that his daughter needs him every day, nearly. Not every second week.
So you can only visit each other periodically.
Yes.
Are you willing to do that until the kids are grown, or do you want to replace him?
No, I don't want to replace him. I want to visit him.
Then please visit him. Does he accept visitation?
Yes, but my daughter was in a difficult situation, depressed, and I couldn't leave her for a while. So,
can you leave her at all? Can your attorney get you the right to leave the country at all?
You mean me as a person without my children?
Could you please go to visit? Could you visit your man without your daughter?
Yes.
Why don't you do it periodically? I want to tell you
something.
Because
there was a lockdown. There was a lockdown.
There's a what?
A lockdown, COVID. It was forbidden to travel.
Oh, you're talking about the disease.
Also, yes. So
no, the disease is not what I'm talking about. No one can do anything without obeying the disease. I got that. I'm asking you, can you visit your man like every other month without your daughter?
Yes, this is what yes, I can.
Will he accept that?
I don't know now, because now he's not answering me. So I said that, okay, I understand that he needs his time. And I offered him this.
He's starting to leave you.
Mm-hmm.
You can talk on the phone.
No, he doesn't want me now to talk. And every now and then he told me in tears, please swear. He wanted my pledge that I wouldn't let him go if he would get tired because of this situation.
And he's getting tired now.
Yes, yes.
So
and
let
he doesn't
him
let
go.
Me.
Mm-hmm. Please let him go and start replacing him.
Mm-hmm. I replace him.
So what is the reason you will not fulfill your life with a man that's compatible? This man and your ex-husband are not compatible exes or futures. I don't believe that you have a valid relationship.
Yeah.
Have you had intercourse with him?
With my love? Yes.
With your boyfriend?
Yes, yes.
Have you read Getting to I Do?
No, I haven't.
It's my book, and here's what I say.
My friend suggested me to read it. That's why I'm calling you. He's going to
lend
it to me.
Well, I'm telling you, never, ever, ever let a man put his penis in your mouth, your anus, or your vagina without a contract aiming at marriage or something that you want.
There was a contract, but not signed legally. There was a contract in between us.
But you didn't check your legal blockages. You have a miserable ex-husband.
Mm.
And what I'm saying to you is either do it his way or replace him.
Okay.
And I really want you to read the book that that person told you to read.
Yeah, my friend.
And well, if they're your friend and you trust them, I have written a book that is not religious. It's scientific.
Yeah.
You are physically married to him now.
Yes.
Once you let a penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina, you stimulate your Bartholomew glands and you produce a chemistry called oxytocin, which causes you to be glued to him. Glued.
Yes, I am glued.
And I want you never to let that penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina again unless you have a plan for visitation.
Mm-hmm.
Will you please do that?
Yes, I will make a
plan.
And
will you please?
And I will make a contract with him. If I have a chance.
And I want you to know the chapter is called Striking a Deal. And it's relationship contract. I help people negotiate horrible problems with contracts because science glues you to him.
Yeah.
So please, no more casual sex with anybody unless you are on the way to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
Will you do that, please?
Yeah.
But read
my book. Okay. Thank you.
But right now, I want you to start casually dating without intercourse men that approach you. Please, how old are you?
50.
I'm 87, so don't say it that way.
Okay.
You're young. Would you please let men that are attracted, men pick with their eyes. Would you please let men court you because they're attracted to you? Women
yes,
pick with their ears.
That. I know that,
well,
but I should just
you're
let
glued
go.
To him.
But it's not
honey,
just physical.
Honey, do you understand? Your chemistry is glued to his body. Even if you never marry him, you will be married to him unless you don't taste, touch, smell, see, and hear him for up to 2 years. Mm. So please date casually other men until you and he, or he especially, offers you a visitation contract that fits your life.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Your relationship is incompatible scientifically.
Yes, but there was a contract, but it was changed by him.
Well, I got news for you. When a man changes a contract, he is not loving you. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is to make and keep agreements. That's all. So
that's
you
true.
Are now physically married to a man that's divorcing you slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please fix it?
Fix it by
and
dating others?
It. Yes, by dating others, you go out of chemistry. I want you to give God and nature a chance to take you away from your physical husband because he can't be your husband.
Mm-hmm.
You do not want to be glued to a man that doesn't want you enough to see to it that you're his. How can you respect mm-hmm. that? Please demonstrate a good woman to your children, please. And a good woman follows the laws of nature, which are created by God himself.
Then I won't meet anybody because I don't want to. In Spain, I don't have any attraction to people.
That's because you're married. That's because you're married physically.
I want you to
be unfaithful socially by dating other men.
Mm-hmm.
Please. You're married right now, but it's not compatible.
And I shouldn't write him anything. I should just stop. If he's
I got news for you. I want you to date men that your ears like. Ears.
Mm-hmm.
He talks nice. He dates you. When you tell him, no, I don't have casual sex unless I need you in marriage, please
mm-hmm.
don't fornicate. No more intercourse without an agreement and a conversation with a lawyer.
Mm-hmm.
Would you please do that?
Wow. Yes.
And do you understand you're physically married?
That I understand.
Okay. And do you understand the only way to get a physical divorce is to betray him by dating other men that are offering you a better deal?
Yeah.
Because
I don't
hear
like
him. I didn't ask you if you liked it. I wanted to know if you liked God and his plans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Please.
I see. Yes.
Love yourself.
And what okay? if he comes back? And he says that
if he comes back,
he will find a way.
Please do not have sex with him, intercourse. And see if he offers you something that your lawyer says you can do. Please.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I see.
And you can call me on this phone anytime you want.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dr. Pat.
You're very welcome. I've told you the truth.
Thank you.
And read Getting to I Do. What?
I will. Thank you.
Good girl. You're
Thank
welcome.
You,
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Come
Thank
back.
You.
Come
Bye.
Back with us again Tuesday. Let us know. Okay. We have got some more calls. Here we go. Caller, you're live with
Here
Dr. Pat Allen.
Here we go.
Do you have
Hello.
A question?
Let me just turn the radio off. Yeah, just a second. Hi, I have a question. I joined a meetup group and this one guy contacted me several times and he seems so, you know, he's saying you're beautiful, this and this and this. I've never met him and he texted me like maybe three times or then he wanted my phone number and I didn't think I was compatible. So I just kind of, I gave him an excuse and said, one of the guys I'm dating.
Are you aware of my training?
Yes, I am, but I don't know. Maybe,
have you read Getting to I Do?
Yes, I have.
And do you know Melinda. I always tell somebody, give him three dates before you get rid of him.
You know, the reason I did that, because I've been stalked several times and I live alone. And so it scares me if I meet somebody. And then they know where I live, and then I'm stalked. I've been stalked several times.
Honey,
I don't want to do that.
I've got news for you. Meet them in a restaurant.
For a year? Because you said you don't know someone for a year. What if I know him 6 months, and then he starts stalking me or something?
I got news for you. You don't legally marry anybody till you know him a year.
I'm not going to marry anybody. I don't want to marry. I don't want to commit a relationship. But so what do I do now? I already told him. I told him, I said, listen, I said, I have I told him I was dating people and that
name,
the guy.
Is your name Melinda?
Yeah, but I told the guy that I was dating somebody and he wanted me to commit a relationship to make an excuse. Maybe I'm just scared. I don't know.
Darling. Are you following my training that you've been following
Probably
for
not.
Years?
You know, what do I do now? Do I contact him again or what do I do?
Well, no. Does he contact you and ask you out?
He contacted me on my phone number and then I told him I had a boyfriend. I was scared, so I told him I had a boyfriend.
I've got news for you. Then you must not want a real boyfriend because you're lying about a boyfriend.
I get stalked sometimes.
Honey, I've got news for you. If you use fear as a reason to not explore life, then live in your home and stay there and don't do anything.
So what do I just tell him now? I tell him, just tell him the truth. I got scared. I'm willing to, do I contact him again?
Has he called you? He might not call you.
No, he texted me and said, I'm going to call you or something. And I told him I had a boyfriend.
Then tell him you lied, but you're afraid of him because he sounds very masculine.
Oh, my God. He's just chasing the hell out of me. You know, and he has a son that's 19 years old. That kind of scared me, too, that lives with him. His wife passed away.
Your husband's dead, right? He died a month or two ago.
About 9 months ago.
What are you dating if you're not willing to date?
Okay, and also I went to this ping pong place with a really attractive man, really successful men, and a couple of them came up to me, but guys my age don't like me. This guy isn't probably my age, but majority of men my age, I'm a really good ping pong player.
It isn't who what? Doesn't like you that counts, it's who does.
Okay, because, an older man kind of likes me. I mean, but I've had too many people dying on me that I don't know if I want to get into going out with an older man, but it might be
then
fun.
Would you
I don't
please
know.
Stop dating and just play with your girlfriends.
Oh. Okay, I get you. Just go out on dates. Okay. I get scared, I guess. I'm a chicken. I'm a chicken shit. And then one more
will
thing
you
can
please,
I ask you?
Would you please not get serious?
For how long?
For as long as you're afraid.
Okay, great. Okay. Okay, and also, I have a friend, a missionary friend in Yolanda that I talked to several times a day. He's going to come to California, had a stroke. And I have another friend that's ill, and I go see him periodically. And I don't know if that's a good idea because I have chemistry for him, but he helps me with my singing. So I go see him, and he helps me with my singing.
Dear, please do what you like doing and don't do what doesn't feel good. That's how women live.
Okay, great. I'm going to contact the guy and tell him I got scared. I say I got scared. Then what else do I tell him?
Well, that's what you're saying. You want to tell him and that you want to just be casual.
I
want
you're
not
to be
in
casual
a serious
right?
relationship.
Okay, right at this point anyways, okay, it's going to be casual. But eventually I will want to be a serious relationship, but not right now. Okay,
then
well,
please
I'll call.
Tell the truth, okay?
I'm going to call. He really was after me. I mean, I just got scared to death.
Darling, I've already given you your direction.
Okay, God, thank you so much. You're the best. Thank you.
Well,
thank you, Colin.
Go duty date.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. I think we've got another couple of calls lined up for us, and I know Sam at our switchboard is going to get us one, which is awesome. Okay, remember, reach out to info@drpatallen.com if you are interested in signing up for the groups. And if you want to get in the hot seat tonight, you dial 323-203-0815. Caller, you are live on the air with Dr. Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Hello, caller. Yes, we
can.
Can
you hear me? Hi there, Dr. Allen. Wow, those were some really interesting calls you got today already. It's never a dull moment
they're
on this show, that's for sure. I have two quick questions. And the first one is, I have been looking for this word that you've mentioned. I think it's called neoprenephrineville.
Oh, it's called N-O-R, epinephrine. E-P-H, I think, I don't know exactly. Kelly, do you know how to spell norepinephrine?
N-O-R-E-P-H-E-R-D-R-I-N-E, I believe.
Okay, no. Thanks. I've been looking for that word online for about 6 months. I just can't find it.
Well, it's there because it's a neurotransmitter. Neurotransmitters are chemistry that go through the nervous system. There's three major ones. One is dopamine. That's a high, upper. Sex and money really triggers norepinephrine. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Another
one is
serotonin. Mm-hmm. Serotonin is a tranquilizer type drug that helps you sleep at night and release your tension so that you can, if you have a sleeping problem, you're going to have a serotonin problem. That's why when you go to drugstores, you do melatonin, It's in the category. So the last one is norepinephrine. And here's the story on norepinephrine. If you've been raised in a family or an orphanage for the first 3 years of your life, and it wasn't pleasurable and loving, you produce norepinephrine and become addicted to it. It's like pleasure scares you, but pain is normal to you. There's a book that I refer people to, and it's called A Taste for Pain. And it's by Maria Marcos. The subtitle is Masochism and Female Sexuality. Are you married or single?
Single. Single.
Okay. Were you interested? Have you read my book, Getting to I Do, or Staying Married and Loving It, or Conversational Rape? What, have you read anything?
I've read Getting to I Do and Conversation Rape.
Okay. This particular book is about the issue that if you had a painful babyhood, your nervous system becomes adapted and addicted to norepinephrine. And because of that, you're more afraid of pleasure because somebody's going to take it away than you are just mating with somebody that's painful. Are you a norepinephrine addict?
Yes, to some degree.
Did you have a painful babyhood?
Yes.
What happened under the age of 3?
My biological father held my brother, my sister, myself, and my mother up with a gun in the living room and threatened to kill us all. And I'm in my 50s, and I just found out probably about 5 years ago.
My goodness, have you done EMDR?
I did do EMDR probably about 2 years ago.
I'm afraid you're not done.
I think you're right, yeah. Yeah.
So are you willing to go back to therapy for the trauma that you experienced? You see, for the first month after birth, a baby picks up energy, smiles, giggling, loving, but it doesn't use words. So physical pleasure, you didn't sound like your family had physical pleasure.
No, none.
But now here's the secret. Therapy, talk therapy, is something that the nervous system can start with at the age of 3. Mama, dada, no, no, ow. You see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So your nervous system... Your nervous system, in fact, are you a nerdy gal? You like
very
science?
Yes.
Oh, good. Did I already talk to you on the phone?
Once, yeah. I'm the linguist woman.
You're the what?
The linguist.
Oh,
linguist.
Okay.
No, linguist. Linguist.
Oh, you're a linguist. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Do you know Science Magazine?
Yes. And I read the article that you told me to read.
See, I've already... How do you like that? I already told
you. It was fabulous.
The language. But I'm telling you now that you need good EMDR. Did you have a certified EMDR therapist?
I did, and some of it really worked. By the way, I highly promoted or suggested for those who want to look into it. Not a lot of people know about it, and I just feel like I definitely need more.
Do you have one close by in your hometown?
Yes.
Would you go back to that person or not?
I felt no, because I felt outside of the EMDR, there just wasn't enough. The woman is my age, and she's probably 3 years into her license, into her therapy license, and I just didn't feel that there was.
Are you a therapist by any chance?
I've studied it a lot, but no, I'm not a formally trained.
Licensed, okay.
Licensed, correct,
no. Did I give you the EMDR International Association number in Austin, Texas?
I'm happy to take that.
This one will give you the names of people in your town that you can interview.
Okay.
Austin, Texas, EMDR, and the, do you want the telephone? Do you want the email, fax? What do you want, email?
Sure, email's fine.
Okay, but I can give you them all.
Okay, or if they have a website, then I can go there.
Okay, here we go. I'm moving over to the light. Okay, EMDR, it's www.emdria.org.
Okay, perfect.
Now, if you want the toll-free number in the U.S., are you in the U.S.?
Yes, I'm in Southern California.
Okay, then do 866-451-5200, that's toll-free U.S., or the telephone is 512-451-5200.
Okay, and is there, go ahead.
And I want you to read the book written by Francine Shapiro, who created EMDR. It's called Getting Past Your Past.
Okay.
Now,
Dr. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, I wanted to ask you if, I think this is probably a silly question, but if it's timeless,
That you said you put yourself down twice now?
Thank you for telling me that.
I want you not to do that with me.
Okay.
You are a wounded human being who deserves help.
Well, thanks.
Okay, so now what do you want to say to me?
First of all, thank you for that. And here's my second question.
What is it?
When is your new book or ebook going to come out with scripts? You know, like a compilation of your scripts.
Of my scripts? I haven't written that book. I want you to read the one that I adore and don't think I can even beat. And it's called Scripts People Live by Claude Steiner, a protege of Eric Byrne.
Well, thanks, Dr. Pat. And I have heard you mention that book before, so I will go back to Amazon and look into that, and also Francine Shapiro's book. And Shapiro. I just know Shapiro.
Have you read my last book? It's A Man's World and Woman's Universe.
No, I haven't.
that's the book that summarizes all of my work.
Okay.
This is the book that you're asking for, which I've written, and it's called It's a Man's World. They're interested in things and a woman's universe. We're interested in oxygen. What do you use oxygen for? Talking and breathing.
True. I just know you have so many good axioms and specific cut to the chase.
I know that you're
idioms for us.
Please feel free to read. It's my last book I've written, A Man's World and a Woman's Universe by me.
Okay. And finally, too, what advice or words of wisdom can you give to those of us who are cut off from family?
Is it death?
No, just emotional cutoff, and which is a big pattern in my family. But
have you heard me talk about high bi letters?
Yes.
High bi letters are for terminating or being terminated overview letters. Would you please write down the five paragraphs?
Yes, and just as an FYI for clarification, I'm cut off from my family probably at least 20 years.
In what way? Do you know where they're at? Do you have an address? Do you have anything?
I do.
Are you willing to reach out to your family members and overview the relationship in order to build a bridge? Do you want that or not?
I do not, because I cannot trust them as being emotionally safe people.
Of course you can't. That's why you're going to go back to EMDR.
Okay.
Would you please write down, how about you do the following? You write the high bi letters to each one. Call me up and read it to me. Call my daughter and she will put you on, and you read it to me and I help you send it. But you don't have to send it. Just use me.
Okay. I've never... That's so amazing.
You can reach out more to places like that.
For an appointment for a high bi letter or for a script reading.
Yes, I know that.
You reach out via email at info@drpatallen.com.
She's giving you the technical bridge to me. I do scripts. I do scripts. If you want your script done, you call Sue. She's my second daughter. And do a script, and we talk for an hour on what the script is saying for me to tell you. The high bi letter is in situations where there's not complete communication and you want to make another step at communicating.
I actually don't feel that I do want to do that.
You're asking me what to do with this family.
I think I'm asking for how I can move past grief of living an entire adult life with no family, and just how to reconcile that to myself,
I want you to write them all individually, private letters that will get it off your chest and read it to me, and you take the results to your EMDR therapist. That's what you do. I know what I'm saying.
Okay, thank you.
Thank now you. Do you want the five chapters, the five paragraphs?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
In every letter, the first paragraph is anything that you remember as pleasure. Anything.
Okay.
Second paragraph, the pain of the relationship, whatever the pain is, describe it. The third paragraph, what you never want again that you had with this person.
Okay.
The fourth paragraph, what you would want if your therapy helped you want it.
Okay.
And the fifth paragraph is thank you, whoever they are, for reading this letter and responding to me if I allow you to, because if you choose to write it and read it and take it to your EMDR person, you're doing your job. You really are backed up with your pain.
Yes.
Well, I'm telling you, the formula that's worked best is this five steps. The fifth step is thank you for sending me a response to this letter. You won't do that if you don't want to build anything with them, but if you do, you'll offer, please feel free to respond to this letter at this website, this whatever. So I'm not telling you that we're sending the letters. I'm telling you, you're going to write the letters and very possibly use it in EMDR.
Well, that's brilliant.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Pat. Thank you, Kelly.
And please feel free to do it because it works.
Okay, so I will do it, and then I call or I email to talk to you. How do I reach you again?
Email is the best way to get a hold of Sue.
Okay.
Are you giving her the way to get a hold of Sue, Kelly?
What is the email?
It's info@drpatallen.com.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
You're very, very welcome. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Let us know. Bye-bye. Okay. We are having some heavy calls tonight. So I think we've got another one lined up in our queue, several actually. And Sam is going to get us another one on the line. Again, 323-203-0815 is how you get in the hot seat with Dr. Allen. And info@drpatallen.com is how you book a reading. Hello, caller. You are live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Excellent. Yes, I do have a question. So a very nice masculine man went on a date with me. And then... we went on a few dates, then he left the country, then he came back and he texted me. And today, he reached out to me, kind of. So what happened was he left a comment on my YouTube channel, which I started a few months ago to work, basically. And I post videos in there, and his comment, it wasn't even words, it was those little symbols. It basically had a smiley face and a thumbs up, which... when translated into human, means like it's funny and good job. So do I count this as him reaching out or no?
Well, did you find it humorous? Did you respond to it?
Yes, so I liked his comments since he kind of just liked my video. I basically just liked his comments.
You disliked it?
No, I did like it. I liked it. So I put it that I liked it.
Okay,
so,
but you told him.
No. Well, yeah, he would see it. It was like an in-kind response. It would be the same as what he did, basically, because that's what you told me to do.
Okay, I need to know what the response was so I can empathize with it.
So his, you know, quote-unquote comment was those two little emojis, those two little symbols. And my response was I just liked his comment, and then on his end, he would see that I liked it. So it's basically like a smile back.
So what is wrong
with
this?
Like a thumbs up back. I just need to know if I can count this as him reaching out to me, because it's not really like he didn't text me personally. He left it on my channel.
Wait a minute.
But
dear, he left it on your communication system. You're to respond to it.
Okay.
You already said you liked it.
But I said I liked it means like I pressed a little button that basically shows him that I liked his comment. So it's
but
like a
I
thumbs
want
up
you to
back.
Know that's responding. That allows him to that allows him to reach out to you again.
Oh, okay, good. So I did well then.
You did very well. You did nothing wrong.
Okay, good. So even if it's, because you see, life is so complex now. Not only do we have texting and all of this stuff, but like now we have these different like outlets where people can go and see me without really seeing me, because he kept inquiring about my videos before. Like when we were in constant communication, he would always ask like, hey, when are your videos coming out? Like, when is the next one coming out? So at least he watches me. So
I want
good.
You to know that the biggest scare in the world is changes. But changing is growing. So I want you to understand not changing may not be scary, but it's not developmentally good. I have trouble with computers and with these little machines because I'm 87 years old and have not been raised on them. A first grader knows more about all of them than I do, but I know that I'm an old timer that wants to remain teachable for life. So I enjoy being stunned by changes, but you sound like you're afraid of changes.
Oh, no, I know how it works. I just, you know, in this particular situation, because, you know, for me, it's so nerve-wracking because I still like him. I haven't seen him in weeks, and I haven't heard from him in three weeks.
When's the last time he reached out to you? How long?
Yesterday and before that, 3 weeks prior.
Honey, 3 weeks is only 3 weeks out of 8 weeks. I say he's contacted you in less than 8 weeks twice. That man is acting like he's falling in love with the fantasy of you.
Oh. Well, so 3 weeks then, okay.
And wait. He reached out and you responded pleasurably.
In kind. Yes.
And I want you to do it. So he reached out at 3 weeks?
Yes,
right?
Exactly. 3 weeks, yes.
But 3 weeks is not 8 weeks.
So
he's not gone until he's gone 8 weeks.
Okay. So I'll just continue basically doing nothing and responding to him if he reaches out to me.
Absolutely. Well, he's already reaching out to you. Say something, type in something. Don't just click an emoji.
Uh-huh. Well, because I would normally say something, but his, you know, because you said respond in kind. So, you know, emojis are just lazy communication.
No,
really.
No, no.
Just people...
Listen, you're judging. I said respond in kind, which was he sent you something on a computer. Is that correct?
Correct, yes. He left the comment.
Then respond in a computer.
Oh, okay.
You judged him for his emojis.
Yes, I did. Because I'm so angry because I really like him. And I want him to...
You understand? By doing that, mm-hmm. you kicked yourself out of his category. I'm giving you permission to add to it today. When did you get that?
I got it yesterday. I responded in the morning. I can still add to it today if you want me to. I will, yeah.
So what would you say to him knowing that he reached out to you?
I would just say thank you.
Thank
you, know,
you for reaching out to me.
Hmm. But
do you have chemistry for him or not?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
Then why are you hiding it?
Well, because I don't want him to think that I'm clingy. Like, if he went to, you know, he disappeared
Honey,
for 3 weeks.
Darling, you not only were not clinging, you don't remember parts of what I teach you that tell you things like he's not gone till he's gone 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then
no,
you
I remember
write
that.
Him
I
a high just... bye letter.
Right. Should I start writing it now while I'm still crazy? And
it's yes, you're still into him. So
yeah.
I want to thank you for your little emojis, but you'd put it in computer and writing words.
Uh-huh.
Stroke the man.
Okay.
He has a masculine body, but he has a feminine soul. He wants to be stroked.
Uh-huh. Okay, I'll do
if
that.
If you are interested in a man, I want you to look for ways to appreciate and respect him that are sweet and simple.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
what are you hiding? What did your dad do? Why
he was always gone. And, you know, like, he's an abstract figure in my life, so it doesn't, you know.
So what you're saying
like,
is
really.
You have little or no experience being nice to men that are flirting with you.
Well, I've experienced this from my own personal life, but that's something that I learned from you, basically, how to do it properly.
But I want you to appreciate when a man reaches out to you and you like what he said or did, even if it wasn't the way you want it.
Okay.
So why don't you give him a second, I like that, with words.
Mm-hmm.
Your choice of words.
Okay, we'll do.
Good girl.
Thank
All right.
You. Okay, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. We'll you're welcome. Good girl.
All right. Thanks, Seattle. All right. That's one of our favorite callers. And I'm going to check with our switchboard and see if we have another call coming in. I think we do. All right. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question? Hello. Caller. Hi. You have a question? You have to turn your radio down. Oh, our caller left. Okay, sometimes I get shy. That's all right. We'll get us another one. I'm going to reach out to our search board and see what's shaking. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Colin. You're live with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Dr. Pat. How are you?
Hi. I'm just fine. I'm Great. Just fine. I've done my vaccinations. I watch what I eat. I'm doing good.
Oh, good. So glad to hear that. So glad to hear your voice. I am calling because I have a friend that I've known for a long time, maybe since 2010.
Male or female?
A male. And
man.
A man.
Is he a friend or is he a potential?
So he was a friend who was turned into a potential since I started doing your work.
I agree with that. That's what I do.
So
and I want people to read my book, Getting to I Do. I have other ones, Staying Married, Loving It, Conversational Rape. And my new one is It's a Man's World and a Woman's Universe. It's condensed with a lot of stuff. I have a lot of books. Read them.
Yes. Yes, you do. A lot of resources. So since I started doing your work, I started in 2017, but I restarted applying it in 2019. And so he's a mutual friend. We see each other through mutual people. So since I started doing your work, we ran into each other at a friend's place, and suddenly there was chemistry. And it took a minute for me to realize, and then I saw him a second time, and again, there was chemistry. And I think now when we're together, we're starting to process, oh, there's something here. But my question is to you is how do I because we're already friends, there's no like who speaks first. So, and I can't ask him out, but how do I kind of maybe
Wait
like
a minute.
Hit a reset
Do you want to be respected by him or cherished?
Cherished.
Well, then you don't ask him out unless you do it a certain way. I have given people permission. He's your friend. I mean, you see him regularly in some form?
Yeah, like we see each other at a mutual friend's house pretty, a few times a year.
Mm-hmm. A few times a year, which is not very much. But
right, so I want to
are
see
you
him
in the
more.
Mood? Are you in the mood? This is what you can do. You can go.
Okay.
Are you in the same city?
Yes.
Okay. Can you go to a theater or some kind of show that might be interesting to the two of you and buy tickets and then either send them a message that you've been given these tickets and you're interested in finding out if he would be kind enough to escort you to it.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yes. I'm open to doing something that will kind of get him out of us out of our mutual friend zone. Yes. So we can actually
That's right.
see each other more.
And mm-hmm. But it's still got to look like friendship.
Mm-hmm. Got it.
And so that's what this is.
Okay.
Do you have any question about what I just taught you?
No, I think I got it. It was very straightforward. So when I'm
Good.
With him, we're still just friends. I'm not asking him out. We're just being our normal selves with chemistry now.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Anything else?
Well, yeah. So a few months ago, I heard you on radio, a woman called in and she had a very strong reaction to something a man did, and basically you uncovered that she had some sexual trauma in her past. And when you were talking
I think
to
I
her,
did that
told,
today too
yes that came up earlier, and you were telling her, you said any one girl experience before a certain age, you said there was something
her first
about
period
that.
Her first okay. period. The period indicates that the organs are stabilizing her neurobiologically. In other words, she's becoming a woman who's, okay, I've got to say something bigger. I've talked earlier today about neurotransmitters. You understand the three majors are dopamine, serotonin, and norepinephrine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is that when a girl is stimulated sexually, and it,
mm-hmm.
this is what's really weird, and I'm going to refer you to a book because this man, Patrick Carnes, this man trained me to become a specialist in dealing with addictions in alcohol and sex. His name is Patrick Carnes, PhD, Out of the Shadows, Understanding Sexual Addiction. Now, the reason I'm saying this to you is that the shocking thing that I heard him say was, you don't have to touch or fondle a girl before her first period, just lusting her. Have you ever been with a man anywhere in your world that lusted you and you were repulsed by it and your skin crawled?
Yes.
Okay. That skin crawling is your nature's way of saying, watch out for this dude.
Okay.
Do you know how many therapists lost their license because they would spot abuse on a woman that's older than young and said, did you ever have somebody do touch you or fondle you or rape you? And you would say, no. Well, who could have done it? Well, my brother, maybe. Guess what?
No.
You take it to your mom or you take it to the police. We just had a big, massive, you know, how many women were saying the Cuomo thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you know that before a girl's first period, if she is stimulating either by lust or touch, it causes her to develop more receptors in her brain to dopamine, because sex and money stimulate dopamine.
Okay.
So she's the girl that shows up in my office who can't say no to a guy that she's interested in. And then I find out she's been inappropriately stimulated. And therefore, mishandled or hassled or whatever you want to call it. And she, the therapist, loses her license because it wasn't factual. The guy didn't touch her.
Mm.
What I'm saying is stimulating a little girl before her period has the effect of touching her. But
it.
The police can't do anything about lust.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Lust will cause her skin to crawl. And for those women that get molested with lust, I tell them what I'm telling you that I learned from Patrick Carnes. Do you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them, do not have sex with those people that lusted you because you'll bond to them. Because you produce dopamine, happy, 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 when there's nothing there but lust.
Got it.
So what have you learned from my little story?
Well, I already know that the penis cannot enter anywhere. So I already knew that anywhere that
can be entered. So definitely not even if he lusts me, which can be confused with like, do not have any intercourse with those people.
Oral, anal, or vaginal, because it produces Bartholomew's stimulation, the pituitary triggers the oxytocin, and you become glued to him.
Yeah.
And if he's a friend, every time you taste, touch, smell, see, and hear him, you remarry him.
Right. Well, this guy, we haven't had anything like that. We've only just been platonic, and
that's fine. And I just gave you a way to investigate him by inviting him to escort you to a social event that you're going to pretend was given to you, and you want an escort.
Okay, I can do that.
I think you can do that. Now, did I answer the question? Did I answer the question about the molestation and lust?
Yes, yes, yes. So you said Out of the Shadows was the name of the book by Patrick Carnes?
Out of the Shadows by Patrick Carnes, Understanding Sexual Addiction.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, I will do it. Yes.
He kind of, he certified me or taught me in an audience. I mean, well, he wasn't my therapist. He was my teacher. He's, and I learned and eventually became, he sponsored me to be an addiction specialist for sex and alcohol.
Well, this is good. I am definitely interested in hearing more about like your work with sexual addiction. I know you talk about it, but I'll probably have to call you another time. But thank you for this, Dr. Pat. Thank you for everything you gave me today.
Good, good, good. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome.
Thank you, caller.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got some more calls in our queue, and Sam at the switchboard is going to get them for us. And hopefully we're going to get to talk to our people and not their voicemail. I want to remind everybody, 323-203-0815 is a call-in number to get to talk to Dr. Pat here on the radio. And I want to remind everybody to reach out. Caller, you're live on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Hola. Yes, I do have a question. I am the lady that gave my ring to the man I was dating to make a commitment.
Kelly, what is she saying to me?
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Can you repeat that, please?
Sure. Can you hear me? Is this better? Or
yes, not? I can hear you.
Okay. I am the lady that gave my ring in order to commit.
Oh, you got
you
your
gave
ring?
Your ring?
You got the
I
ring?
I gave my
ring?
Own ring. Yes.
Oh, you got your own ring. Oh, she's the lady that got her own ring, Dr. Pat.
What?
I'm sure you remember,
she
Kelly.
She bought her own ring, Dr. Pat.
There's nothing wrong with that as long as he put it on and said, you're mine.
Okay, well, I didn't.
For it.
Okay, I appreciate that, Dr. Pat. After talking with you and after all the teachings I had with you, I still didn't feel, I wasn't comfortable. So the time he came, I told him I wasn't going to have any more intercourse unless he gave me a ring, his own ring. And I took off my ring.
Oh, I see.
I can pretend to be in love when you're not in love. that's how I told him.
Well, see, there are cases where he's just gotten a divorce and he's got four kids on. He may not have the money.
He has the money. He's single. He's 58 years old.
Okay. So what you know is he was withholding the symbol of his commitment. It isn't because right. I'm not going to say that you get the ring you want if he doesn't have the budget. In fact, I tell women, ask him what the budget is.
Of course. Of course. And I even told him, I don't mind if you get it from CBS.
But you, know, you want him the ring. To give you the ring. Do you want him to pick it out or do you want to pick it out?
I don't mind. I don't care. I'd be happy with that ring that he gets.
So you are interested in him paying for the ring?
I'm interested in getting in a really serious committed relationship, going to with the open mind of getting married in a year.
What made you think that he wasn't interested if you were talking about, I'll put my own ring on if you'll commit to me? What changed your mind?
Well, the thing is, I had a previous relationship with the same kind of person, another person, and it took me a year to, like, stop waiting for the ring and saying,
so,
I don't want to do this. And I didn't want to take a year again. And you asked me last time, do you love this person? And I do love this person. But
does this person... He's been told now he's got to buy the ring. Is he buying the ring?
Well, he said it's too soon, and I don't think I can do that right now. And I said, great.
So I'm
going to start dating.
He had nothing to do with buying the ring. You were asking for the ring, and he gave you this semi-agreement. So
right.
How about you never do that again? You did it twice now.
I know, Dr. Pat. I have no problem with other people, but I guess I had the same problem that many abused girls had. And I'm trying my best.
If you're not comfortable, it's not going to work.
I know it. I feel very unhappy every time this happens.
But I've got news for you. Make this the last time, and you don't have sex with him until you get the ring, right?
Right. Now, he called
That's
me yesterday.
That's what I teach. What?
He called me yesterday, a week after, and he said, how are you? And I said, I'm nervous, but I'm fine.
Very good.
Nothing else. Now, my question is, do I treat
what
him?
What is your question?
How do I treat him? Like, I don't care, like me, like
you to
loving.
Say, here's what you say to him. I deeply appreciate that you were willing for me to wear a ring that's mine as a symbol that you're interested in perhaps marrying me someday. I appreciate your intent to basically ask me to get off the dating market. I have found I'm not comfortable with a borrowed ring. Until you want to put a ring on my finger and ask me to never date anybody else again because we're going to get married. But here's where
right.
the cagey part comes in. But until I have my ring, I will date you, I will play with you, but I will not have intercourse, oral, anal, or vaginal, with you until you give me my ring.
Right. Now, when I said that, I already said that. She said, well, I didn't say appreciate that you tried, like you trying to, you know, for the commitment. But I didn't
know
say
that. That's what I said.
Right. When I said I was going to date him without intercourse, he said, I don't know if I can do that. Because
say,
I know I'm going to want you.
Look, a man takes on responsibilities and a woman gives up a lot of identity when you go into a committed relationship, especially engagement. Because what country are you in?
I am in New York.
Okay, you're in America. Well, in India, they do necklaces. In other words,
right.
The symbol in our culture in America is an engagement ring means you're off the market, you belong to each other, you're monogamous, you're continuously seeing each other, and you're working towards marriage.
Right.
What you did with him for the second time was you wanted the honor of being his chosen person, and he wanted to give that to you by giving you permission to wear a ring on that finger. But now that you're feeling your pain of it not being his engagement ring, but it's your engagement ring, he's saying, I'm not ready to get engaged. And you're going to say, that's fine. I'll date you. I'll hold hands. I'll hug you. I may sleep with you. But I'm not going to have oral, anal, or vaginal intercourse until you put your ring on my finger.
Got it.
Have you got it?
Got it, Dr.
But I appreciate the effort that he made in at least giving you the honor of acting like his fiance. But he said, I'm not ready.
Right. I'm 58 years old. When is he going to be ready?
No, you're not going to ask him that. That's a masculine question. What you said is, I'm not going to act like your fiance until you are one.
Right.
He
right.
said, I yes. don't know if I can be with you without intercourse. He said it to you.
Yes.
You are not even a girlfriend.
Wow.
Has he agreed to be monogamous?
Yes, he did.
Has he agreed to be continuous, to see you at least once a week and call you periodically?
Yes, and he was getting pretty good, like without me telling
and
him anything.
And I want you to understand, he has proposed for the future that he is considering becoming engaged to you, which is taking on responsibility for you.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
So, you know how you can buy a car and you can lease a car?
Yes.
You want to be bought, not leased.
Yeah, somebody today, I date somebody, and he said, let me see what I'm going to buy. And I said, no, first buy.
Do you see?
But so, that was so easy for me.
Okay, that's because you're not bonded to him.
No.
Okay? Did I answer your question?
Yes. I will work harder in be passive, patient, and vulnerable with him. And see.
Okay. So let's do it. And don't forget, he has 8 weeks between every date, between every call. Okay?
Thank you both for... I do appreciate. I told him, I so appreciate you call.
Good. Excellent.
Thank you for being my companion, and Dr. Park and Kelly.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
From me, and I'm sure Kelly. Bye, Kelly.
Indeed. Yes.
Good.
Bye.
Thank you, caller. Okay, we have another call, probably going to be the last one of the night, and Sam is going to get it for us. So cool. Again, everyone, Hello. Here we go. Caller, you are live with Dr. Pat Allen in the hot seat. Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Dr. Allen, I'm looking for insight on my sexual response in relationships.
And okay.
So it wasn't until I was in my 30s that I experienced my first climax while being with a guy.
But you were not a virgin. I mean, were you a virgin at that time?
No.
So you had been sexual.
I had previous relationships, but...
Were you comfortable or were you pleasing them?
The first one, I was insecure and uncomfortable. And
were
the second
you
one,
molested?
I was pleasing him.
Were you molested on the first one?
No.
You accepted the responsibility for saying, yes, you may put your penis in my mouth, anus, or vagina.
Well, the first one, he asked for a relationship first.
I know that. But a relationship and having intercourse has an impact on your nervous system. So were you educated enough to know that you would produce oxytocin? Did you know anything about the side effects of premature sexuality?
Not in my 20s, no.
Then I want you to understand that your body thought and felt molested.
Okay.
And so how did you desensitize your fear of sex? You had more sex with more men?
In my 20s, yes.
And you were too afraid to let go and have a climax. Is that right?
Yes.
That meant that you were not physically comfortable making love.
Okay.
You pleased him. You pleased him. But you didn't feel comfortable or made love to. Is that true?
Yes.
Can you tell when a man is touching you to make love and
yes.
touching you to gratify himself?
Yes.
Have you ever made love with a man?
Yes.
Where is he?
We were just at different stages.
Understand. Where is he?
I let it fizzle out. So I don't know where he is.
Okay.
The
so
other
it fizzled
one,
out.
He contacted me a year ago.
And did you respond?
Oh, yes.
And did you date him?
We are in different countries, so we couldn't do that.
Okay. So he was just nothing? Did you have intercourse with him?
We didn't see each other in person. It was only phone.
Okay. I thought maybe you were visiting the country.
No.
So when was the last time you've made love or somebody's made love to you?
A week ago. That's why I'm calling, because I, you know, it's been a repeat pattern with feeling comfortable but not letting go.
Okay, what I'm hearing is you have premature intercourse.
Okay.
And I think it's because you've had premature intercourse.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Do you lubricate?
Yes.
Okay. Are you sober when you're doing it?
Yes.
Okay. And is he doing foreplay to stimulate you?
Yes.
So I suggest that for right now, that you let him deflower you until you become voluptuously responsive.
Okay.
What I'm hearing is your beginning at being sexual was not making love, and your body didn't like it.
Right. At that time, that one was, I was a virgin, and it was more like a rape.
That's what I'm talking about. But this man that you're talking about, you genuinely like and love and lust him.
Right.
Are you looking for a mate or a marriage?
Marriage.
Is he looking for that as well?
I don't think so, but he keeps contacting me.
Honey, he may be contacting you to put his penis in your mouth, anus, and vagina. Do you give away sex? Do you give away you freely?
Not all the time. Okay.
How about you don't have intercourse without a promise ring, at least so he can call you a girlfriend?
Okay.
Would you please not let a penis in your mouth, anus, or vagina if you don't have a promise ring on your left hand?
Okay.
Not an engagement ring, because I'm afraid you've been traumatized, and if this process that we're doing, we're deflowering you, then you get to go to EMDR for trauma for that first sexual encounter that's still vibrating.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've told you, hopefully, God willing, will give you the chance to start being made love to by a man that's willing to make you his girlfriend by putting a promise ring and introducing you as his girlfriend to important people.
Okay.
No more casual sex, dear. I'm afraid your first shot at sex traumatized you.
Mm-hmm.
Now I want to heal that.
Okay.
Are you willing to do what I said?
Yes.
No more casual sex. No more. But sex is tasting, touching, smelling, seeing, and intercourse.
Yes.
So you can give him a hand job and he can go down on you. Got that?
Yeah. He would be okay with that.
Well, then that's what you offer him, but no more penile insertions.
All right. We are out of time. What do you have to say, Dr. Pat, before we go?
The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else by the commitments you're willing to make and keep, which I will help you make. But I can't help you.
Amen. All right, everyone. We love you. We'll be back next week. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication. Right here on LA Talk Radio.